You say you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
I believe it's very important for everyone, but especially young people, to understand that the most important person that will ever speak into our lives is God. The most important person to speak into our lives is God. When he talks, we need to listen. When he speaks, we need to take heed. The Hebrew writer said in the book of Hebrews, in the day that you hear his voice or his word, harden not your hearts. God is the most important person that we need to hear from as young people and as adults. Now, when it comes to God speaking, we always need to understand that he's going to speak to us in primarily two particular ways. He's going to speak to us directly or indirectly. God will talk to you directly. God will speak to you about different things going on in your life, as well as how we should handle challenges of life. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that if we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, that he will talk to us or direct our path. Yeah, God will talk to us directly. And it's not going to be something spooky neither. You're not going to hear a voice from just heaven calling out your name. It's not going to be like that. He's going to speak into your spirit, into your God consciousness. Tell somebody, say, God speaks directly. But he primarily speaks to people on earth indirectly. When you look in scripture, the primary way that God spoke to people here on earth was in an indirect manner. He would use someone that he has chosen or selected to speak to his people. In the church, the primary one that he's going to use, not the only one, but the primary one, the mouthpiece of God is his shepherd. And so we have to be the type of young people that are to the point to where we hunger and thirst for what God has to say. We want to hear from God, whether it's good times or trying times, whether it's pandemic or epidemic. We should have in our mindset, I want to hear from the Lord. Why? He is the most important one that we need to hear from. Are you with me on this morning? Let's look at two quick truths on why we need to know that it's important to take heed to God, okay? I want to look at two truths that we need to know about God when he speaks a word. How many know God has not stopped talking? Yeah. Now, sometimes he may not say anything, but God is always saying something. And sometimes if he don't say nothing, guess what that means? Don't do nothing. You don't do anything until you know that God has spoken to you. Because if we act in and of ourselves, we're going to mess ourselves up. Matter of fact, how many ever messed yourself up because you didn't want to wait to hear what God had to say? Or you didn't like what he said, and so you did something on your own? No, don't do that. Don't do that. So let's look at two truths on why we should take heed to God when he speaks. Number one, let's go to Titus. Let's go to the book of Titus and notice, if you will, chapter number one. And we're going to look at a portion of verse number two. Titus chapter 1 and part of verse number 2. Y'all ready? All right. Titus 1 and 2. In hope of eternal life, notice, which God, who cannot lie. God cannot lie. That's one reason we need to listen to him when he speaks. God cannot lie. Hebrew writer said it is impossible for him to lie. One reason he cannot lie is because it's not in his nature. See, the devil is the father of lies. He was a liar from the beginning. And God and the devil are never on the same level. Woo, look at somebody say, God and the devil are never on the same level. That's it. God cannot lie. He's not like the devil. So when he speaks something, you can signify or know that that thing is the truth. He's not going to go against his word. If God said that he would heal us of any type of infirmities that come against us, he didn't lie. You'll find that in Psalm 103. That's one of his benefits. If God said, when I give, he'll cause men to give into my bosom, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, he ain't lying. It may not happen the way you want it to happen, but it's going to happen. Why? He cannot lie. Well, I've been praying, and it seemed like God hadn't heard me. Well, the Bible says his ears are open to the cries or the prayers of the righteous. So God heard you. I said, God heard you. There was a man in the Bible named Daniel. He prayed to the Lord. And it took 21 days, I believe it said, for his prayer to get a response back from God. So Daniel went back to God and said, well, why did it take so long? And the Bible says that God told Daniel, look, I heard you when you prayed, but you had someone fighting against your prayer. See, the enemy don't want our prayers to come to pass, but God hears us. And when he hears us, we have the petitions to get whatever it is that we've asked for. Everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds. Everyone who knocks, it shall be open. Y'all ought to help me and say, God cannot lie. And secondly, when it comes to someone lying, it says that they are deceiving you. God will not deceive us. It does not matter what you're looking at in life, what you hear on the television, what you hear on social media. That is meant to deceive you. But God's word does not deceive us. He is not trying to hurt us. In fact, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So why do we need to listen to God when he speaks? He cannot lie. Lord have mercy. Let's go to Isaiah 55. I'm getting excited. Isaiah 55, verse number 11. Going to the Old Testament. Boy, I know y'all got y'all phones because I don't hear no pages. Not a page in the house turning. Isaiah 55 and 11. Second truth on why we need to listen to God when he speaks. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. See, we need to listen to God when he gives us a word, because his word will come to pass. When God speaks a word, it will come to pass. Woo, look at somebody and say, it will come to pass. There was a man in the scripture who had a servant at home that was sick, And Jesus said, I'll come to your house and heal. But the centurion told Jesus, look, I don't need you to come to my house. Just speak a word, and I know he will be healed. See, that's how our God operates. He always sends a word, and the Bible says he will heal them. Whatever he speaks, whether it be in the written word or what he used his prophet to speak, you might as well write it down because it's going to come to pass. It may take a few hours, but it's going to come to pass. It may take a day or a week, but it's going to come to pass. It may take some months or even some years, but at the appointed time, it's going to come to pass. And God done told somebody in here that he's going to do something, and it ain't happened yet, but it's working. I said, it's working. You can't see it, but he's working behind the scenes, getting the job ready for you, getting the car ready for you, getting your heart's desire ready for you. See, somebody else may be building it, living in it, or working behind the desk, but if it's got your name on it, it's gonna come to pass. And that's why we need to hear the word. Because there are some things that God will not do unless he reveal it to his servant, the prophet. And if I miss what's coming from my prophet, I'm going to miss what God has for me. Look at somebody and say, you don't want to miss what God has for you. Thank God for the podcast. Thank God for you too. But it ain't nothing like coming to God's house and hearing a fresh word. I'm talking a fresh word. You ever roll past the bread store after they done made that bread and you can smell that bread all up in your car? You like, good God Almighty, that's some good smelling bread. I done been in Villa Rica and passed by Flowers. I be like, they cooking some bread. But how many know God got some bread from heaven and he stay cooking and he gives his prophet a word to let people know that, look, something is finna come to pass. And what's finna come to pass even the more? Bigger and better. Folk are talking pandemic, but I'm talking bigger. Folk are talking sick, but I'm talking better. Folk are walking in fear, but I'm expecting faith because that's what pleases him. Look at somebody and say, his word will come to pass. Yeah, it don't matter if you're a teenager, it'll come to pass. It don't matter if you ain't got a job right now, it'll come to pass. He'll make a way out of no way. The Bible says he can cause water to come forth in a desert. That's how powerful God's word is. And whenever God speaks a word, you set your mind on that thing. You set your mind. Look, God said. Sometimes you'll be at home studying your word and you'll read something and that's God speaking to you. Woo, good God Almighty. You looking at God's word, you be like, man, that I just can't get this scripture out of my spirit. That's God speaking to you, and you need to put some expectation on the scripture that he led you to. But then you'll come to God's house, young folk, and you'll hear a word, and you'll be driving down the street, and that word will just be on your mind. You'll get in trouble, and that word will be on your mind. You'll be praying, trying to pray about one thing, but that word will be on your mind. That's God letting you know something finna come to pass in your life. Even when we doing wrong, how many know the word will still deal with you? You be out there sinning, out there doing wrong, but that word be like, you better get your end right. You know the wages of sin is death. And you ain't too cute. You ain't the best singer. You ain't the best dancer. You ain't the best preacher. You better make sure you repent, because God's word will find us out. That's what the Bible said. Look at somebody say, his word will find us out. But I want us to understand, God cannot lie, and his word will come. It'll come to pass. In our text, God gave Israel a word. This particular text here in Exodus 20, 1 through following, is what is known as the Ten Commandments. And he was giving Israel what they needed to do and what they didn't need to do. We always need to choose to do God's word. See, we always have a choice. How many understand that by now? You can either reject the word or receive the word. Sadly or unfortunately, when God speaks, some people choose to reject his word. And I've been guilty in times past. But I've grown to the point to where I realize it's not beneficial for me to reject God's word. Notice Hosea 4 and 6, while some of you are taking notes. Let me read it to you in your hearing. Notice what happens if we choose to reject God's word. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? Because you have rejected knowledge or the word. See, if we ever reject the word but receive what's on TV, we're going to be destroyed. If we ever reject God's preacher, but we receive what a professional says that don't even have the Holy Spirit, we're going to be destroyed. And some people think, no, you know, you got to use wisdom. See, understand something. There are at least three types of wisdom, or four types of wisdom. You got the wisdom of man. You got sensual wisdom, earthly wisdom, and demonic wisdom. So when people tell you, hey, I know you say, but you got to use wisdom, what kind of wisdom are you talking about? Wisdom comes from the mouth of the Lord in the form of knowledge and what? Understanding. That's the type of wisdom we live by. I don't live by anything else. I'm striving to live by the wisdom of God. I don't want to reject that. I say I don't want to reject that. Even when you watch YouTube and they interviewing one of your favorite entertainers and they tell you how they don't believe in going to church, they don't believe in Jesus and so forth, you say, hey, you messing up now. That's what you don't receive. You need to reject that. Because we understand man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Don't reject the word, but receive it. What happens if we receive the word? We're going to prosper. If we receive the word, what's going to happen? We're going to prosper. John 8, 31, 32 says, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. See, I know it's some true disciples here. Y'all continuing in the word. And then he says in 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Even though we mess up from time to time, if we just continue, God gonna make us free or prosper us. How many know we're not perfect? I'll be the first to admit I mess up from time to time, but I'm continuing. I'm not going to reject the word. Lord, you got to help me. You got to help my thinking. You got to help my talking. And you got to help my actions or my choices, because I want to prosper. In our text, the writer here records words about or from God that were about mothers. And we come into a close. He's speaking to Israel about a special type of woman, a mother. We have some here today. And I believe in the distant future, we're gonna have some mothers. And there's just certain things that y'all need to know as it pertains to a mother. Would y'all agree? Now, don't be no mother till you get married now. Just... Be happy being saved and single. And fellas, don't be going out telling nobody, hey, I want you to have my baby. No, not right now. I don't know about y'all, and I don't know if they still do it, but when I was coming up, if you talked about somebody's mama, they'd be ready to fight. You could be best of friends. If you talk about somebody, hold it now. Don't get swung on. Don't talk about my mom. It's some young folk that done been in school suspension and kicked out of school and got home, and their parents said, what happened? They were talking about my mom. Motherhood is something serious, am I right? And it's some mothers, you better not mess with their kids. I can preach about certain things and get some loud amens. But if I start talking about certain things about a mama's child, it might get mouse quiet. It's just something about motherhood. And as a man, there's just certain things about motherhood through experience I may never understand. But through studying God's word, God helps us as men and as young people to understand why he made mothers. A mother, biblically speaking, is someone who nurtures. They nurture a child. They make sure that the child develops. And see, that's why as a single young woman, you hurry up and let God deal with some issues in your life. Because you don't want to pass your issues on to your children. You want them to develop better than you. So you go ahead right now and you work out some things because you don't want to pass that same spirit over to your children. You want them to develop properly. In scripture, there were certain mothers who had such an influence on their children that when they went out in public, people could see, hey, you act just like your mama. You act just like your grandmother. These were people that were nurtured by their mother. Certain things that you're learning from your mother now, as a young man or a young woman, you need to hold on to that, especially if it's morally right and godly. You hold on to that. You don't abandon that when you get grown, because a mother's job is to nurture. Secondly, biblically speaking, she's the one who keeps the family together. It's usually the mama that want to have family day. It's usually the mama that want to have picture day. Y'all come on, get together. Mama, I got stuff to do. Just give me an hour of your time. Oh, God, come on, mama. Why are you acting like that? That's mama who want to hold a family. Want to hold a family together. That's her. You talk to your brother. You talk to your sister. You know we family. That's usually coming from mom. And finally, mother in scripture is an example of godly womanhood. See, a child should be able to look at their mother to see how a real woman carries herself. Shouldn't have to go look at no real housewives. Shouldn't have to go look at these crazy reality shows. No. You need to be able to look at your own mama. Even if her style is different from yours, there needs to be something godly in her that you see, you appreciate, and apply to your life. My grandmother, I had two grandmothers. And one of them, the one on my mother's side, of the family, she was saved. She was in holiness. And I didn't understand everything when I was a child. But when we used to go to Virginia to stay at her house during the summer, something she used to do just stuck with me over the years. I remember when we would be in the house and she would be up at 2 and 3 in the morning. She would be on the edge of her bed praying. She would be in there praying. And that stuck with me to when I finally got saved. I told the Lord, I said, I know it was at least one person that was praying for me, and that was grandmama. That was grandmama. And I carry that along with the teaching that I received from my pastor, that man should always pray and not faint. An example of being a godly woman. Now, I know we live in a day and time where you have men that want to be mothers, but it just won't work. God designed a woman to be mother. In the text, he says, honor. This is what God said. Honor your mother. Even when your mama get on your nerves as a young woman, you still need to honor her. Because, you know, daughters, they go through that thing with their mama. That daughter mama thing. Notice what he says. Respect and praise her. Even though she make you sick sometime, it's a way to be angry and not be disrespectful. You still respect her. Even though you don't like all her rules, you still respect her. I mean, you 12, where you gonna go? But you gonna sit down for 6 years and have a countdown? I can't wait till I'm 18. You're gonna be miserable. Just respect the rules. Respect mama. Thank God for them. And there's some mamas, man, they go above and beyond to do things for their family. Will work 2 and 3 jobs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just do so much. Respect mama. And some of you, if your mother has passed or gone on, you still should thank God for the legacy that she has left. Yeah. You hold on to the things she's instilled in you that will give her name praise or honor. Lord have mercy. I talk about my mama sometimes. Sometimes we just, you know, we different. But I still respect her. I still respect her. Y'all with me? Now, the opposite of honor. Oh, secondly, the honor means to recognize a heavy burden. So you recognize all the things that she's done. You thank God for her. And how many can look at your mother's life and see she's been through a lot? Yeah, she's been through a lot. But God is still sustaining her. Now, the opposite of honor, notice, is to dishonor, disgrace, or act in a shameful manner. We don't ever want to get to the point to where we do things in our life to where we say, I wish I would have listened to my mama. I wish I would have listened to that church mother. I wish I would have listened to grandma. Because Jesus taught, who is my mother except for those who do the will of God? Sometimes you're closer to certain mothers in the church than maybe your own mother because they do the will of God. I have different people I consider to be just like my mother. And we're not even naturally what? Related. But they say, that's a mother to me. That's a mother to me. Y'all hear me? Notice Deuteronomy 27. We about done. Y'all learning? Deuteronomy 27, 16. Notice what happens if you decide not to honor your mama. You decide to be disgraceful, hard-headed, and so forth. Deuteronomy 27, 16. Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt. Cursed is the one who treats his mother with contempt or disgrace, disrespect. You're going to be cursed. Bad is going to happen to you because you are so disrespectful to your mother. Steal out your own mama purse. Lie to your mama so you can go hang out and smoke weed. Lie to your mama so you can go and have sex. All right, you're going to be cursed. Cursed. We don't need to do stuff like that. And I've been there, done that, but I'm under the blood. He gives one reason as we close that we should honor our mother in verse number 12. One reason to honor your mother is so your days will be long on earth. Notice what he says, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor your mother that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord your God is giving you. I used to just think that that meant that you'll live a long time. But there are people who honored their mother that died before their mother. So it just can't be about existing here on earth. It has to do figuratively with being productive. God is going to make sure just because you honor your mother that while you're here on earth, you are you're productive. And that's the wish of God. That we be productive in every aspect of life. See, if one of the church mothers pull you to the side and say, baby, let me tell you something. Look, honor that. Don't look at him like, you ain't my mama. Yes, she is. She's your mother in the Lord. If grandmama pulled you aside and tried to tell you something, listen to me, boy. Don't be like, yes, ma'am, and then go out and do the very opposite of what she just said. Honor that. Honor that. There are certain things that we learn from mothers that we should hang on to. Now, there are certain things we learn we should just throw out the window, go dig a hole and bury. But I'm talking about things that pertain to God and are morally right. You hold on to those things because it's a promise tied to honoring our mothers. We will be productive. And sometimes doing what they want you to do doesn't go along with your plans or schedule. But just remember Exodus 20 and 12. God gonna help me to be productive if I honor my mother. Her house, her rules, okay. But time I leave, Mama, I'm doing what I want. Well, okay, that's fine. But at least you honor your mother. How many understand why it's important to honor your mother? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for the text and the teaching. Let's give God some praise.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.